Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Right now, there are protesters inside the Capitol in Washington. But here's the interesting thing. You're only seeing coverage of it on Fox News. It's not being covered on CNN. It's not being covered on MSNBC. Hold on, we got one more to check. News Nation might have it, but they're a commercial, so I don't want to say News Nation doesn't have it. But you want to know why people don't trust the media? And this is not my topic whatsoever, but I thought I would point it out. You want to know why people don't trust the media? It's because they don't cover everything. And that goes for liberal media and conservative media. They only cover stuff that's within their talking points. I mean, that at the end of the day, Republicans, Democrats, conservative, liberals, independents, we lose at the end of the day. If we are only getting one side of the news, we lose at the end of the day. That's why, you know, I am when I do politics, when I talk politics, which I try not to talk regularly because I don't think it's the main conversation among the people. And we'd like to have everyone chiming in on the conversation here on WBEN. But when I talk politics, that's why I'm so adamant about getting both sides of the opinion on, because I think that's fair to anyone who's consuming this. Now, this is opinion radio, so, you know, I give my opinion. I don't have to take other people's opinion, but I think it's what's best when you are talking about the events of the day, when you're talking about current events. I think it's great to take other opinions from the other side of the aisle. Obviously, as I illustrated yesterday, there are certain opinions that I think are shameful and that goes beyond politics. But when we're talking politics, you know, I think it's good to have both sides of the aisle represented. And when you're running a 24-hour news network, it shouldn't be a news network based on talking points. And I think we see so much of that in today's media. Again, there are protesters in the Capitol. That's what I'm seeing on TV right now. It's not on CNN. CNN, the worldwide leader in news, apparently. They're not bringing it up. They're not talking about it. And again, that's not a conservative talking point. It's not right-wing radio. If you're covering the events of the day, everything should be covered. I don't get it. I really don't know how we got to a place where even our news has to be biased. Like, there should be no biased news. There should be the news. And then maybe, you know, like Fox used to do back in the day, you have both opinions represented. You listen to a nice civil debate, and you make your own opinion. By the way, News Nation is carrying it. So Fox News and News Nation talking about the protest at the Capitol. No coverage have I seen yet on CNN. Just saying. And you know, I've talked about this. I think that's why News Nation is so good and moving up the ratings so quickly, is because they are doing what news is supposed to be. News is not supposed to have a bias, right? You want to watch an opinion show, that's fine. Obviously, this is an opinion show. I watched Tucker when Tucker was on Fox. I've watched the Fox shows. I've watched the CNN shows. I've watched Anderson Cooper. I've watched Dan Abrams or Chris Cuomo over on News Nation. So I'm fine with opinion shows, But when you're claiming that it's a news broadcast, somewhere in there, there needs to just be the news of the day. And unfortunately, it seems like wherever you go to get your news, except for news, I will give it up to News Nation. I don't think they have a bend at all, and I actually really enjoy their programming. When you're giving the news of the day, I think there should be something or somewhere you can go to get no bend, right? And those places are few and far between, I think. But hey, here you're going to hear both sides of the equation. And I don't know what is so difficult. CNN's literally talking to someone about the Jim Jordan thing, and they can't go to the Capitol. I don't get it. And again, I didn't want to dwell on this. It's not a topic. I don't want to go off on. I've done the news before. Oh, never mind. They must have listened. They must have tuned in. CNN just did the Capitol. All right. There we go. For the first time, they just showed an angle of the Capitol with the protesters. So disregard the last 5 minutes. Disregard the last 5 minutes. CNN has just shown the Capitol. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. So that's... I don't want to be fake news. I don't want to be fake news Joe. So never mind. I had CNN on. I was waiting for them to show it, and they did at the end of the segment. So I don't want to be fake news, Joe. CNN did show the Capitol. But there really shouldn't be talking points in the news, right? You know, for the longest time, the media was... People would say the media was biased, right? It was all liberal. You would hear this, especially during the Clinton years. But, you know, in the Beamer house, and the Beamer house was not known for being liberal, we'd watch Peter Jennings every night. And, you know, whatever his opinions were, he was Canadian, but whatever his opinions were, he did not put that in the broadcast. He was a very fair broadcaster, probably one of the best to ever do it. I don't know if you have a Peter Jennings in 2023. I just don't know. But all right, I don't want to dwell on fake news because CNN did show the Capitol. So I guess my rant was misplaced. So I apologize for the waste of time. All right, now to this next time. We used to trust the media in the past 10 years or so. They've earned our mistrust. And that's right. I mean, again, it used to be who would give you the most in-depth news, this and that, right? But now you've got media outlets that are so quick. They want to be the network that breaks the story. They want to be the one to be the first out there. And you saw it. And again, this is not bias. This is just the facts. You saw it a lot during the Trump administration. Because your CNNs, your NBCs, they wanted to be so quick. They wanted to be the first to get the story that many times they'd get it wrong. Like, because they would rush to be the first to get it. They wanted to be credited with being the first to get it. But I'm sorry, I should not have started the hour off that way, because at the end of the day, I was wrong. And they showed the coverage of the protests in the Capitol. So we'll move on. My bad. So now it has been on all the news networks. So at least this is being covered and they're not avoiding it as I may have thought 17 minutes ago. Now, 803-0930, star 930. I thought it's Wednesday. I'm hungry. Thought we'd have a little something fun to talk about on this Wednesday afternoon. And I've done a lot of, as you know, I will complain about people being glued to their phones and addicted to their phones, and then I will sit there and be addicted to my phone. So I like to scroll through the YouTube shorts. I don't know if you've seen this on your phone, on the YouTube app. It's, you know, it's a version of TikTok without being on TikTok, and it's just short videos. Like, sometimes Portnoy will take his pizza reviews and do a shorter version on the YouTube shorts. So I've been watching a lot of these cooking shows, or like, you know, not shows, people cooking and people doing quick recipes on their shorts. And I go, wow, I mean, these people know what they're doing. They put a nice little meal together. So as I'm sitting here hungry, you know, on a Wednesday, I want to know what is the best dish you can make. If I was coming over to your house and you said, Joe, I'm going to make you the best thing I can make, what is the best thing you can make? How did you learn it? And without saying names, what is the worst meal you have had at someone's house? Yes, we all know it. We've all gone to someone's house and they've talked about this great dish they're going to make you. Maybe they grilled something and then had a few adult beverages and forgot it was on the grill. And then you had it and it was pure charcoal. 803-0930, star 930. So what is the best thing you can make? How did you learn to make it? Maybe share the recipe, maybe not. I'm not going to make you. And then the worst thing you had at someone's house. Someone invites you over for dinner and they treat you, maybe not purposely, but they treated you to the worst meal you ever had. Now, to cooking and to your dish. For me, and for the longest time, I just never thought of myself as someone that could cook anything, right? Like I would take pieces of rotisserie chicken and mix it with cauliflower rice, throw hot sauce on it, and call that my meal. And I lost a lot of weight doing that, so it worked out well. But that's about all I could. That's about all I could do, right? You take a bag of frozen cauliflower rice and a rotisserie chicken, and you had my dinner for about a week. But you know, I'm married now, and I've tried new things. I now can cook a pretty good steak. And it's really, it's really easy. So what I'll do is no marinade or anything. You just cover the steak in salt and pepper, right? You put a cube of butter on top of it. You throw it on the grill. And then you use a thermometer. I don't know what the hell's wrong with people. So many people out there are afraid to use the meat thermometer. It is your best friend. Let me tell you, I would ruin steaks before the meat thermometer. Now I would say steak is probably the best thing I make, but it's all thanks to the meat thermometer. The second best thing that I make, I would say are these buffalo bites. And what it is, it's just grilled chicken breast, right? You cut it up into cubes, you throw it in the skillet, you cook it up. And then, you know, once it's cooked, you just cover it in hot sauce. Cook it for about 2 or 3 minutes in the hot sauce. Serve it with blue cheese. Delicious. Simple, delicious. But those are, again, those probably don't sound, you know, like, Joe, that's all you can make. I'm working on it. We've also done a few of those HelloFresh bags where they send stuff in. And with a recipe, I can cook anything. But if people were coming over, if they had said, Joe, we want to come over, and I had invited them over, most likely I'm making steak. That's probably the best thing I can do. And again, the meat thermometer. Guys, don't avoid the meat thermometer. Now, the worst thing I've ever had, as this is going to be really mean, and again, I don't think it was that bad, okay? I'm trying to remember if I'm trying to think if I'm remembering this correctly. But the worst thing I can remember having, and again, this was, you know, right out of college, so whatever. But I remember going to a friend's house who no longer lives here. A friend's house, they were having people over. And he was making chicken and, you know, all this stuff for dinner. I just remember thinking that the chicken was beyond dry and burnt. And, like, the appetite, it was not a great meal. Again, I think maybe he had forgotten a few things were on the grill slash stove. Again, I'm not trying to be mean, but you can really ruin chicken pretty easily, right? Overcooking chicken. Again, that's why I think the meat thermometer is so important. But that would probably be the worst. And again, it wasn't that bad. You know, anything with hot sauce, you can make it, you can try to bring it back. But that's it for me. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. What is the best thing you make? You're inviting me over, and you're going to say, Joe, I'm going to make you the best meal I can make. What is it? And what is, for the single listeners out there, You've got a date coming over. What's that sexy dish you're making? 803-0930, star 930. It's Wednesday. We're hungry. What are we cooking tonight on WBEN?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you a simple question. What is, this can go one or two ways. What is the best dish you make, or what's a dish that you like to make? What is a favorite at your house? 803-0930, star 930. Like I said, for me, you ask me what's the best thing I make, it's steak, and I'm using the meat thermometer. I also make a mean breakfast sandwich. But I don't think it's that difficult to make a good breakfast sandwich. 803-0930, star 930. Taking these in order. Let's go to a voice we have not talked to in a while. Neil in Forestville. Neil, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe.
How's it going?
Good. I was just started laughing to myself when you were talking about crying there, and I just reminded myself of Joe Dirt and the Wham Burgers and some French fries.
Yes. What is what's your dish?
I love to cook. I made a lasagna last night with some hot Italian sausages and some peppers and onions and mushrooms. And I actually won quite a few pie contests and stuff. So I like baking as well. But when it comes to like people coming over or something, I like to make a sandwich I call the game day. And it's a loaf of garlic bread. And you tear out the center and you can fit more on the sandwich. And you do about four sausages. You slice them thin. You two ribeyes, onions, peppers, and a couple different cheeses. You know, whatever kind of cheese you like. And then I bake that all together.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
Yes.
What kind of bread do you make that on?
You can use a loaf of Italian bread, and then you just butter it up and garlic it, and then toast it so it doesn't get soggy on you.
Oh, that is delicious. Let me guess. It's a favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, if I get invited over to somebody's house, they're like, "Hey, could you bring a sandwich?"
So, but you said you love to cook. You made lasagna last night. What is something that every week it's on the menu?
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
What's something you said you like to cook? You made lasagna last night. What is something that is a regular? Like you cook it every week.
I'm actually into a lot of salads because I've been trying to get away from eating a lot of red meat. I mean, I love to cook steaks, but what I'll do now is I'll cook a steak and then I will parse that out through a couple different meals so you're not eating the entire thing at once and you get the enjoyment of it a couple of different times.
Yeah, difficult for me, Neil. Once I bite into a steak, it's there's not a good chance that it'll still be there in 10 minutes.
It does take a lot of self-control.
Yes.
Some of the other meals, you know, like pastas, add a lot of vegetables to the sauce, and you can make the meal go a lot further than what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my next thing. I got to teach myself to make, like, I can make, you know, pasta and sauce, but and by sauce, I mean what you buy at the store. But I'd like to make, like, a seafood pasta. I'd like to learn how to do that and perfect that. I think that's next on the list.
Yeah, seafood's tricky. Seafood's really tricky because you just don't want to overcook it.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, because you cook it and then you've got to cook it again with the sauce, if I'm guessing right?
Yeah. Well, you just got to follow a couple of recipes, you know, look it up online. I mean, there's tutorials and there's videos to do just about everything nowadays.
That is the that's the next step, Neil. Well, Neil, one of these days I hope to be able to try the game day. It sounds sounds delicious. Neil in Forestville, 803-0930, *930. I mean, that is good self-control, and I've got to learn self-control. I've been saying for 2 years now, I've got to get back into the habit of being able to control you know, myself when there's food on the table. But, you know, when you've got that steak sitting there, and I like a medium rare steak, you cut into it, it's all of its juices, it's difficult to say, I'm only going to eat this much of it. You know what I mean? Like, it does take some great control. Is this Tanner on line two, Teresi? Oh, Tanner's on the phone. Either Teresi or Teresa in Hamburg. Thanks for calling in.
Therese.
All right. I was wrong either way.
That's okay. So I just wanted to let you know that my favorite recipe is crock pot lasagna. And it's something that I can put in the crock pot in the morning, and then it's done when we get home from work.
Now, what makes crock pot lasagna different than regular lasagna, except for that it's in the crock pot?
Nothing really. You just layer it just like you would a regular lasagna, and you can put vegetables in there or whatever you want. And it's done at the end of the day. You just leave it on low.
And it still has that same great taste as it came out of the oven?
Yes.
See, the crock pot for me, and my wife will laugh when she hears this, but the crock pot for me, I fear leaving something on when I'm not in the house.
Right. I figured you were going to say that because I heard you say that before.
But, you know, like I check everything before I leave, and just the thought that there's a hot something in the kitchen, it's scary, but I know there's so many great recipes for the crock pot.
Well, that's the point of the crock pot. You're supposed to be able to leave it on. It's a slow cooker.
Yeah, I know. So you say crock pot lasagna, and yep, it's just as good as if it came out of the oven.
It is.
All right. Well, Therese, I will try it. I promise you that. I will finally get over my fear of leaving the crock pot on when I go to work. Appreciate the call in Hamburg, 803-0930, *930. What is a dish that you love to make? What's the one that you think is the best that you make? And tell me a story about someone, don't give me their name, but a time you went to someone's house and they made you a dish, they made you a meal, and you know, you had a fake, obviously, because we're nice people, and it was the worst thing you ever had. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. You know, pasta, again, easy, put some noodles in. I also have gotten to this point, well, let's go to Mark and Elma, and then I'll tell you about some of my experiments that have gone wrong when trying to cook. Mark and Elma. Mark, what are some of the dishes you like to make?
Well, my weekly mainstay is definitely I make a hearty chili, stand a spoon up in it. Spicy, really, really good. That's our weekly meal now that the cold weather's here. But things I like to make that we do really well, house-made chicken parmesan with the smoked mozzarella and the hot cherry peppers, very delicious. Side of pasta with the house-made Caesar salad, house-made dressing. But our best dish would be the pork schnitzel with the lemon sage butter, and then we make our homemade spätzle. And we do the German potato salad, of course, served with great wines across the board. So that's what we like to do, pound a lot of meat and drink a lot of wine.
What is that? What's that German potato salad made of?
It's a secret recipe, but it's sliced potatoes. It's got some vinegar in it. It's got some bacon fat, bacon bits, and there's some other stuff in there I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Is that served cold or hot?
Served hot.
Served hot. All right. All right, Mark. Well, I one more question on the chili. What do you put in your, if you don't want to give it away, I understand. What do you put in your chili to make it so spicy?
I usually use habaneros, and I also use the adobe, the pepper mixture you can buy in a can. Pretty good. If I want to kick it up a notch, I will throw some. I have some dehydrated ghost pepper chili flakes. Ooh. I'll throw in there, which really does the trick. you know, that goes good. I vary the meats, chicken, turkey and ground beef. It depends on what I'm in the mood for. If I'm eating a lot of red meat like the previous caller, I'll put in a turkey instead. You don't know the difference. And I like corn. I like a lot of vegetables, a lot of corn, a lot of beans. You know, I like it. So it's a healthy dish.
Sounds like
it's
it. Hey, Mark.
Delicious too. So
appreciate the call, Mark in Elma. I You know, I'm trying more and more to, I love jalapenos, right? And I want to be able to put jalapenos in more and more stuff. Like, that's the hottest I can go. I unlike Mark, I can't go to the ghost chili peppers or anything like that. I can't. I like a nice spice, but I want to still be able to enjoy it, right? Like, I saw someone make a pizza dough with those really hot chips in the flour, in the dough. And like, okay, to me, I don't know if I'm going to be able to enjoy that. I want a little bit of heat, you know, like I like jalapenos on my subs. I like jalapenos on, even on pizza. But I don't want to get too ridiculous, but jalapenos, I'm trying to incorporate in more and more recipes. And I find myself just trying new things. So last week, I wanted macaroni and cheese. We didn't have macaroni and cheese, right? So we had pasta. So I made pasta, and then I took Kraft American Singles, tried to melt that without milk, which was not a good choice, and then throw that and throw jalapeno peppers in there, right? Cut up a few slices of jalapeno peppers in the Kraft cheese that I was trying to melt and mix it together and then mix the pasta. It wasn't a great dish because I probably should have added some milk to melt the cheese better. But I enjoyed it. Like, I wouldn't be serving it to anyone, right? You have the noodles sticking to cheese that's half melted. I enjoyed it, though. I thought it was pretty good. I put some jalapenos in there. Crushed red pepper flakes. I put that on everything. The best. I put that on my eggs. I put that on my sandwiches. I put that on pizza. Those are the best. Put that in the makeshift macaroni and cheese as well. But I've gotten to this stage in life, right? I mean, there was a point in my life where I'm trying new restaurants, and I still do that every now and then. But the point in my life is, what do we have in the pantry, and what can I attempt to make out of it? And so last week, that's where we were. We had some noodles, we had a bunch of cheese, and we had jalapeno peppers left over from when I made salsa, which I haven't made in a week or two. I'll have to make some salsa this weekend. That's not a dish, but that is something that I think I've perfected. Or my wife's lying to me, and it's very possible my wife's lying to me, but I think I've perfected it. You know, some tomatoes, some red onions, some jalapeno peppers, some lemon juice, some garlic. You mix that around, nothing crazy. Mix that around, put it in a bowl. I'm enjoying it. So, I mean, I guess that's half of, as long as I'm enjoying it, my wife's enjoying it, that's half the battle. I am, though, still scared to have other people try it, right? Like, I don't want to build up this salsa I made, then bring it to a party, and then have people, you know, behind my back going how awful that salsa was. Like, I don't want to be there. I'm going to make sure it's really good. I don't need people having more things to say about me behind my back. Come on. 803-0930, star 930. What is the best dish you make? What is the worst dish you've ever had at a friend's house? Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you, what's the best dish that you make? How did you learn to make it? How did you perfect it? I'm hungry. It's Wednesday. Help me out here. Polly in Niagara Falls has some ingredients that make dishes a whole lot better. Polly, what do you got for us?
Oh, my. Yeah, this is a great time. Oh, your show is making me really hungry. But, yeah, I just want to bring up, when I cook things, I found a few things that make a lot of dishes really good. One is whenever you're making a stew, a soup, a casserole, if you start out with sautéed onions and pepper. A green pepper, sweet bell pepper, garlic if you got it, and you saute it. It's got to be butter or butter and olive oil. That adds a great flavor to almost every savory meat dish. But also, you did a show a while back, and a guy called up telling you how to make Alfredo, and he said use heavy cream and butter. It's real easy. I think there was a third ingredient. And since then, I've realized, oh, my goodness, heavy cream. Any soup or stew, you add a little of that when it's done, it makes it so good. It's pricey. Aldi sells it pretty cheap. But and the other thing is cheese. My son was on a hamburger kick and was lazy to put cheese on it, so I started making the hamburger mix with ample amounts of mozzarella and cheddar. And with seasoning, that makes hamburgers really good. And the last thing you just mentioned, jalapeno cheddar, Di Camillo's by me, they make a pizza with that.
Ooh.
And top the rolls with it. And so I started trying to, I was like, I'll just make my own pizza with that. So I would get the, I get the tomato-based pesto from Aldi's for the pizza, get the buy the pizza dough, stretch it out, only takes a few minutes, and then you add ample amounts of jalapeno and cheddar. It is so good. That's a great combo, cheddar, jalapeno.
It really is, Polly. It really is, and I'm telling you, I was hungry. You started talking, now I'm even more hungry.
One last ingredient that's really good and worth doing, and it's so healthy, is everybody needs to learn how to make bone broth. Save all your bones, throw them in the freezer. When you got time, in the crock pot or on a pan, in a pot, make bone broth, and then it becomes like you use that, freeze it up after you're done cooking it. It takes a day to cook, but it makes a whole bunch, and you freeze it up, and you add some of it to all your meat-based dishes. Wow, it gives a lot of good flavor.
So what, just put the bones in water and cook it?
That's all it is. That's all it is. You do it low, though. Simmer for a long time, and it pulls out all the minerals from the bones, and that's why your body... That's one reason chicken soup is so good when you get a cold. The minerals comes out of that. It goes into the water, and it's so healthy. But it gives a lot of good flavor, too. But, yeah. And the whole heavy cream. Oh, my. It's pretty pricey, but, wow. That gives such a kick to almost any dish you make. If it's a meat-based dish, wow, it's like... It's just, I don't know how to explain it. So good. Wow.
I'll have to try it. Polly, really appreciate the call. Polly in the Falls. And, you know, she said Aldi has it cheap. Yes, Aldi has great deals on everything. I've come to know this because Aldi is the grocery store within walking distance of my apartment. 803-0930, star 930. We have an hour left asking you the best dish you make, your favorite dish to make, how you learned to make these dishes, how you perfected these dishes, and tell me about a time you went to someone's house and they gave you the worst meal you ever had. Beamer in for Bowerly back after this.